So last week, there was a major shakeup in police operations in Savannah. The city council voted to end the merger with Savannah Chatham Police, reportedly due to costs. The change is set to kick in February 1st. Savannah is not the only community looking at a major policing change. Up in the northwest corner of the state, the small town of Varnell is wrestling with policing issues. This month, the city council voted to eliminate the town's police department altogether. The mayor vetoed that move. The city council could override the veto tonight, but it's expected instead to let voters decide the matter during the November election. Reporter Chris Whitfield has been covering this story for the Daily Citizen in Dalton, and he joins me on the line. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you on the program. You know, I want to start here on a percentage basis, right? How much of this story you've been covering is about personalities, right? Maybe a rift between the chief of police in Varnell and members of the city council. And how much of this is about the cost, the actual cost of providing the best policing possible to the people of Varnell?
Well, I think anytime you deal with small town political issues, big personalities become a big part of it. And I think that's what you've got here as well. But as far as cost, you know, one of the council members has always railed and been a true fiscal conservative. And one of his big sayings is getting the most bang for your buck when it comes to taxes. And that's one of the things that he has hammered away on when it comes to eliminating the Varnell Police Department, is that taxpayers are already paying for the sheriff's department up here. And it would be prohibitive as far as costs concerned in his eyes to go ahead and just get rid of a small town police force that he feels isn't needed, that there's already plenty of protection up here through Whitfield County.
So this is Council Member Pourquoi that you're referring to here?
Yeah, Jan Pourquoi.
Okay.
He's originally from Belgium and is a naturalized citizen and works up here and has a wife from here. He has always been a very firm believer in fiscal conservatism, and the people who elected him had to know that this was on his agenda because he's always talked about this.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's listen to Council Member Pourquoi. And again, as Chris just mentioned, he proposed dissolving the Varnell Police Department earlier this month. Here he is talking to television station WTVC.
We need to create the maximum bang for the buck for the taxpayer in Varnell. The way to do that is eliminate duplications we are now having in terms of law enforcement.
Okay, and I want to keep rolling here because I want to hear more of the various sides on this. I want to listen to Varnell City Council Member Andrea Gordy, right? She also voted to dismantle the police department. Here she is explaining her vote.
If I can save my community hundreds of thousands of dollars every year, that's what I'm elected to do, is to be a good steward of their money and protect their well-being. So we're kind of looking at it from both angles. And this really is going to boil down to consolidation. If the sheriff's office can do it, there's no reason to make the taxpayers pay twice. They shouldn't pay for a city cop and a county cop.
Okay, so Chris, help me boil this down here. It seems to me there are redundancies, right? There's no way around that. So here's my question. Varnell has a population of 1,800. My understanding is that that's roughly 1% of Whitfield County. So why does Varnell, a town that small, even have a police department? Has there been much debate around that question?
Well, one of the things that's in the state constitution, in order to have a city government to begin with, you have to provide certain services, trash pickup, recreation services, or police protection. So in a lot of these incorporated towns, the city of Eaton over in Murray County has a much smaller population, and they have a police force. The city of Cahutta and Tunnel Hill in Whitfield County both have very relatively small populations, and they have their own city police forces. So in order to be incorporated as a city, you have to provide some sort of public safety, whether it's through a contract with the county or whether it's providing your own. So that's why these municipalities have a police force to begin with.
Okay, gotcha. I want to hear from more on this, because this is really a rip-roaring debate that's going on in Varnell right now. This is a former Varnell City Council member, Brent Newsom. And these are comments to WDEF-TV, and he's suggesting here that getting rid of the police department is a real mistake.
It was evident that the council did not act in accordance with what the people want. I think I was as angry as everybody else in the city. I used to serve on the council 4 years ago, so I'm very well connected with what's going on. And to know that this council had the audacity to take it upon themselves and think they could do away with our police force is absurd.
Mm. If you're just joining us, Chris Whitfield is our guest. He's a reporter with the Daily Citizen in Dalton. So, Chris, I guess that's an important question here. How much public input went into this decision?
Well, none. And I think that is the main thing that most people have gotten upset about in this issue. The way that it was done, a lawsuit was filed on Friday against the three members of the council who voted against it, saying that they violated the Open Meetings Act, which, you know, there were a lot of procedural problems with this vote. There was no agenda posted at City Hall as the Open Meetings Act requires. There was no agenda provided. And Mr. Pourquoi's motion was not on the agenda either. So there was no community input into this. You know, the spark of all this was the arrest of a city councilman.
Mm-hmm.
And the handling of that arrest by the police chief. The city council was not happy that that the councilman was not arrested immediately. They didn't find out about it until 9 days later. So, you know, you started off with a clash of personalities, and,
yes.
And there was the biggest one. When Police Chief Lyle Grant was called to a city councilman's house, he even wrote into the report that he was tolerant of his behavior because of his position with the city council. So that sort of preferential treatment was what started this whole deal. And then the city council suspended Chief Grant, and then the city councilman, Sheldon Fowler, resigned from his post. And then when Mayor Anthony Halsey reinstated Chief Grant, that was all that was supposed to have happened at the meeting there. But as soon as Mayor Halsey reinstated Grant to his position, Councilmember Pourquoi made his motion and had his three votes, and they went ahead and did it.
You know, I want to hear from a resident, right? The meeting that you're describing here, there wasn't a whole lot of public debate, discussion. You know, it wasn't a very well-attended meeting. But one of the people who did show up was Varnell resident Bill Morgan, and he says he's just sort of mystified by the whole idea of getting rid of the police department.
I don't know how you can change money to help somebody else and take away from the protection of the citizens. That, to me, should be the number one rule, is to protect the people that live within your city.
Okay, so, Chris, if we move this forward just a bit, is there any question over whether the Whitfield County Sheriff's Department can cover Varnell?
I don't think there is. I mean, if the people of Whitfield, I mean, if you say that, then you're calling into question the ability of Whitfield County Sheriff's Office, and I don't think anybody here is actually calling that into effect. And to be clear, Bill Morgan is a former city manager of Varnell, and he is the one who has filed the lawsuit against the three members of the city council.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there are several municipalities around here. The city of Resaca and Gordon County disbanded their police force and entered into an intergovernmental agreement with Gordon County to provide a dedicated Gordon County Sheriff's Officer to always be on patrol in the city of Resaca. And that basically is what Jan Pourquoi and the other members of the council would like to enter into with Whitfield County.
Yeah.
You're looking at a budget of $300,000 for the Varnell Police Department with five full-time people and five part-time people, whereas they feel like you can get that same coverage by entering into a contract with Whitfield County for somewhere between $50,000 and $100,000 a year to provide dedicated service. And they feel like there's not going to be any drop-off. Now, of course, the citizens, you know, they like their police officers. They like their police force. And, you know, if it makes them feel safe, then that's what they're expressing to the council at this point.
On that question of whether the county sheriff's department can cover Varnell, here's that question essentially put to the county sheriff, Scott Chitwood. And here's his response to WTVC-TV.
We answer all the major calls in Varnell right now. So, again, yeah, we don't anticipate a major workload addition whatsoever.
So let me widen this out just a bit here with you, Chris. President Obama's task force, right, on 21st century policing, made the point that half of all police departments are made up of fewer than 10 officers. That's, you're around 10, right? At Barnell, full-time and part-time. Nearly three-quarters of agencies have fewer than 25 officers. And the idea is that, that these small forces often lack the resources for training and equipment. Was that the case in Barnell? I guess a better way of asking this is the Barnell Police Department an accredited, professional, certified police department?
They have not gone through their entire certification. Most of these guys are guys who work for the police department and also have other jobs in Barnell. So, I mean, you know, what Sheriff Chitwood said was correct. There's no major investigation that goes on in Barnell that isn't already handled by the Whitfield County Sheriff's Office. There's not a major investigative unit with the Barnell Police Department. 95% of the magistrate court issues that the city of Barnell Police Department deals with are traffic offenses.
Yeah, and those are about essentially traffic violations, which come with fines. And there's no doubt history tells us that part of the function of, you know, local police departments is to collect fines, and fines help fill the city coffers, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. What do you expect will happen at the meeting tonight?
I think at the meeting tonight, you'll see a lot of venting, a lot of people getting some things off their chest. I think you'll see probably about 2 hours of public comments with very little speaking by the city council.
Wow.
And then I think they'll make the motion that Mayor Pro Tem David Owens has already said that he will make to put it on a November ballot and let the voters decide at that point. I don't think at this point that the Barnell Police Department is in danger of being disbanded again. I don't think they're going to go to the tactic of overriding the mayor's veto of their action. I think they'll put it before the voters in November, and they've said that they'll abide by that as sort of a straw poll to figure out what the community wants to do.
Chris, appreciate it. Chris Whitfield, he's a reporter with the Daily Citizen in Dalton. Chris, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.